Your Bible to Hebrews chapter 7. We have just a few minutes here tonight. Chapter 6, verse 19, it says, "Which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, which entered into that within the veil, whither the forerunner is for us entered, even Jesus, made a high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek." And as we look at chapter 7, we look at you might say chapter 7 starts off with this word, for this Melchizedek, king of Salem. And we are talking about really the subject here of this sure and steadfast salvation that we have. Why is that salvation sure and steadfast? And we see a number of reasons for that in the chapter 7. And as you think of it, we see, of course, one of the first things is that the Lord Jesus Christ is a priest after the order of Melchizedek. And as a priest after the order of Melchizedek, his priesthood never ends. A never-ending priesthood. And you think of, again, the principle of the sure and steadfast hope we have in Christ. Why? Because we have a priest, high priest, the Lord Jesus, who is a priest after the order of Melchizedek, a priesthood that never ends. Never ends. That's a huge contrast, obviously, to the Levitical priesthood, which was temporary, which had whose priests were human, whose priests were temporary, whereas we have this great high priest who will forever stand before us, before the Father in heaven. Amen? Now we also see verse 11. It says, "If therefore perfection were by the Levitical priesthood, for under it the people received the law, what further need was there that another priest should rise after the order of Melchizedek?" Of course, the inference here is that, yes, the Levitical priesthood never made anyone perfect. It was only a picture of the coming high priest. But, of course, the inference is that the Lord Jesus, through his priesthood, that we are made perfect. In Hebrews 10, verse 14, "For by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified." He hath perfected forever. Sometimes you think about how sad it is that churches preach about Jesus Christ, but their practice diminishes his priesthood. Whereas we just think of that verse in Hebrews 10:11, "And every priest standing daily, ministering and oftentimes the same sacrifices, which can never take away sins." And of course, the whole system of the Catholic Church of sacrificing the Mass over and over and over is a parallel to the Old Testament priests. Why did they have to continue to offer the sacrifice? Well, because the sacrifice was only a picture of Christ. And that sacrifice itself could not take away sin. And the priest, the high priest, had to go on the Day of Atonement into the holy place to make atonement for the sins of himself and atonement for the people. But he had to do it the next year again. Why? Because people were not perfected through the Levitical priesthood. And, of course, the people had to look beyond, even in the Old Testament, they had to look beyond the Levitical priesthood. And, of course, the whole system of the Levitical priesthood was all about that it was a pattern of things in heaven. It was a shadow of things to come. And it never did atone for sin. But it was the prescribed manner in which the people of God could get the message of the coming Christ. But through Jesus Christ, there's perfection. Every one of our sins were paid for. Every one of our sins. Not only does he have a continuing priesthood that never ends, but he hath perfected them once forever on Calvary's cross. All our sins were completely paid for through the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we have this great high priest, the Lord Jesus Christ. And you know, salvation is dependent on him, on who he is. And of course, you think about it, that's one of our great needs. We need to accurately teach and preach who Jesus Christ is. You know, I'm not trying to... Nobody here should be offended by this because, you know, been here. But, you know, we need to be careful. We thank the Lord that, for instance, the Catholic Church believes in the Trinity. And praise the Lord for that. You know, you'd praise the Lord for that if you were in a Muslim country that, you know, they don't believe in the Trinity. And that's a huge thing. But you know, the fact is, when you really think about it, Catholics need to be educated as to what Jesus did on the cross. You know, he died for all our sins. There isn't something that you and I can do to help God take away our sins. He actually paid the penalty for all our sins. And of course, any system that has works in it is denying the efficacy, the completeness, the work, the completed work that Jesus did on the cross. They're saying he didn't do it all. They're saying it wasn't finished. And of course, that's true. They don't believe it was finished. And so we need to accurately picture Jesus Christ. He is the one who, by one offering, he hath perfected for a while. No, forever. Amen. Forever. There is an eternal salvation through the work of Jesus Christ. Going back to Hebrews chapter 7, notice some other great truths there. It says here, verse 24, It says, but this man, because he continueth forever, hath an unchangeable priesthood. Not going to be like Levi, not going to be like the high priest, that priesthood is going to be ended and will be ineffective and won't do any good. The priesthood of Jesus Christ continueth ever, and it's unchangeable. Verse 25, and he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for him. And so we have this great high priest, the Lord Jesus Christ. His priesthood continues forever. And because his priesthood continues forever, he is able to save them, deliver them to the uttermost. You know, he just, he saves us from our penalty of sin. As our high priest, he is there to save us from the power of sin. And in his presence, he will save us from the presence of his sin. Every stain of sin, every aspect of sin, the Lord Jesus Christ delivers us from that. And we have this great high priest, the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we have a sure and steadfast salvation. We have this great hope. And we ought to be experiencing it in our everyday life. You know, if we have this great high priest in heaven, you know, he didn't just die to save us from the penalty of sin. He died to save us from the power of our sin. And you know, when you get saved, you get the whole package. Did you know that? You know, I think there's this kind of this idea today that you get one part of the package. No, you get two parts of the package. You know, you get the package that saves you from the penalty of sin, and then you get the package that saves you from the presence of sin in heaven, and then people somehow they don't think the third part is a part of the package. You know what the third part is? Because he's an ever-living high priest, and he has a priesthood right now before the Father. What is he saving us from? He is there to save us from the power of sin. Amen. And he'll never fail in that area. He'll never fail in that area. He can save us to the uttermost. And we need to go to him as our high priest, because he has a continuing priesthood that never ends. And we are in this, and he is there to save us, to deliver us in our lives from the power of sin. And we need to take a great encouragement concerning the continuing priesthood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for your word, and thank you for the reminder of the greatness of the priesthood of our Lord Jesus Christ, who he is. And, Lord, that he ever liveth to make intercession for us. And so, Lord, we pray that we will continue to come to him to find grace, to help in the time of need. For we have this great hope in Jesus Christ. Maybe as our heads are bowed and eyes closed, maybe even tonight, the Lord is speaking to you about that great ministry of the Lord Jesus as our high priest to save us to the uttermost, to deliver us from the power of sin, and that we can find grace to help in the time of need, and we can find deliverance in Him from the very power of sin in our daily life. And the Lord is seeking to encourage you and to turn you in definite faith to the work of the Lord Jesus, who is in heaven as our high priest. Say, Pastor, pray for me. There's a sin has been exercising its power in my life, and I need to turn to Christ and rely upon Him as my high priest to deliver me from the power of that sin. And the Lord is speaking to your heart about that tonight. Anyone here? Okay? Amen. Praise the Lord. Others? The Lord is speaking to you about that. Okay? Amen? Amen. Anyone else? Lord, we thank You for Your greatness, Your power, Your ministry in our lives as our great high priest. May, Lord, You bring deliverance and strength from the very power of sin in the lives of Your people, in Jesus' name.